Welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. By the way, coming up in a few minutes, Jaewyn Russick has her weekly theater review. She's going to tell us about the world premiere of the musical Beetlejuice. But first, the art journal Be More Art is releasing its sixth edition pretty soon. It was going to be tonight, but it's now been postponed a little bit because of the weather. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about it with the editor and publisher, Kara Ober, who joins me in Studio A. Good to see you, Kara.
Thanks, Tom.
So this magazine is beautiful, by the way. You were going to have your big launch party for it tonight. The weather intervened. So when's it been rescheduled for?
So it will be in exactly 2 weeks, Thursday, November 29th. Same place, same deal, Union Craft Brewing.
All right, Union Craft Brewing on 41st Street. So not tonight, but the 29th. And you have a big party every time a magazine comes out.
We do.
That seems like the lamest reason for a party ever, but it works really well for you guys. You get these huge crowds.
If anyone told me that in my 40s I would be throwing parties for 400 people, I would never have believed them. But this product just seems to need a party, and there's so many people involved with it, and it's really celebratory. So it just seems like a great excuse to get all of these different people in the room together.
You know, the magazine is beautiful. I mean, it's beautifully shot. It's beautifully laid out.
If you're going to make an art magazine, it should be beautiful.
It's got to be beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. But it's really interesting to me because this seems like you're really kicking it old school. I mean, there is a Be More website.
Yeah.
And you do stuff on the web. But you put a lot of effort and a lot of expense into producing a magazine. It just seems like in 2018, that is a very old-fashioned way of approaching it.
It is, and it wasn't a business decision. It was an art decision. So my artist self, just after publishing online for several years, just longed to create something in print. And every reasonable person I talked to said, absolutely not, do not do it. And of course, I did it anyway. And from the first issue, which came out in November of 2015, the response has been really amazing and different than the response I get online. And they seem to work together really well.
So how often do you publish? This is the sixth edition you've done since November of 2015.
Yes. Yeah, so it's a biannual print edition. So we do every fall and spring. Online, we're publishing, you know, a few articles per week and, you know, events and calendar. And online is designed to mobilize people and start conversations about things happening right now. And the content for print is completely different. So print is evergreen, it's thematic, and it's much more like an exhibition in print.
Yeah, it is kind of like a mini art exhibition every issue. And you save the big reveal about who's going to be on the cover for the launch party and stuff. You get it all like
it's exciting.
Oscar excitement. And
it's really
fun.
And
where can folks buy this thing? I mean, can they buy it if they don't go to the launch party? I mean, is it around all the
Absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've built a really great network of distribution partners. So that information is available on the website if you just click on the tab that says journal. But since the beginning, we've had really great support from some local vendors, Trove, the BMA gift shop, Atomic. It's a great
So there are a few places you could actually
bookshop.
Just go pick it up. Right?
Yeah, no, they're fantastic.
And the music and dance divisions of the website does cover other things than visual art. I mean, the magazine seems to me to concentrate a lot on the visual arts, but you do other things. I mean, there's a feature about people who are in the restaurant business in the current issue. I mean,
right, art, food, performance, literature. It's really a combination. We are primarily focused on the visual arts, but we want to broaden that conversation because, I mean, what are the boundaries in terms of who is a visual artist? I mean, Baltimore has this amazing crafter community, performance community. In our fourth edition, we did a whole series on emerging theater groups. So sort of broadening the definition of who is an artist, what that is something that's really important to us.
Because that definition really has broadened in recent years, the sort of DIY movement, do it yourself. I was talking to John Waters about this a couple of weeks ago. You know, the whole notion of the separation, the distinction between a so-called professional artist and this DIY movement. Where do you stand on that?
I mean, I'm in support of anyone that wants to make something original that doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily something that someone needs. So I think all of those people are artists. I mean, you can use the word creative to describe them. You know, and some of the most successful artists don't make any money. And then there's a lot of other artists who are successfully sort of navigating the business world. And I find that really interesting as well. So I want to approach it from, you know, both directions.
And that has to do with what the metric of success is. If you want to make a living at it, you've got to make some money. But if you don't, if you're not interested in making a living at that part of your life, you can be successful as an artist by other metrics.
Well, and I think it's important to consider, you know, diverse definitions of success. I mean, you know, what does it mean to be successful as an artist or as a magazine publisher in 2018? You know, what do we stand for? Why do we do the crazy things that we do? And especially, why do we do it in Baltimore? So, you know, for an artist who chooses, or an entrepreneur who chooses to build a life and a career in Baltimore, for me, that's really interesting. You know, A, because it's a regional magazine, but B, because I think Baltimore is becoming more and more of a potential model for this entire country in terms of the innovation.
In what way? I mean, John and I were talking about this as well. The Baltimore is one of the few places, according to him, that you can be a bohemian because it's affordable enough. You can't. It's really tough to be a bohemian right now in Brooklyn, New York. It's hard.
Do you think John's a bohemian?
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
When we talk about, you know, the metric of monetary success, he's not starving.
No, I mean, I don't know if I would put him in that category. I mean, he's got a home.
But he's saying that for others,
right.
I mean, you can be bohemian. Is Baltimore, in fact, a sort of bohemian rhapsody, as it were?
I mean, it's definitely a place where a person with an idea can, you know, make it come to life. And, you know, in New York, you're just, you know, the people I know who are in New York who are starting out in their careers, you know, you have to pay your rent. You don't have a lot of space. You can't afford a studio. So I think Baltimore, you know, is an amazing place if you want to make something, if you want to have the space to do that. You want to live, you know, in a decadent and beautiful old building that was, you know, 150 years old. You don't have those opportunities in other places, but, you know, there isn't as much of a market. But we're close to New York.
Yeah, easy to get to.
Yeah.
Well, as every issue of the magazine and as every page of the website shows, there certainly is a vibrant and diverse art scene here in Baltimore, and you are chronicling it in a really nice way. So thanks for coming by. I'm sorry your party had to get postponed, but I'm sure folks will want to come on the 29th. Kara Ober, she's the editor and publisher of Be More Art. The release party has been postponed. It was scheduled for tonight at the Union Craft Brewing on West 41st Street here in Baltimore. It's now going to be 2 weeks from tonight on the 29th. We got a link to information at wipr.org/midday. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.